Wednesday of the 17th week of Ordinary Time, the Gospel is Matthew 13, 44-46. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it." The Gospel of the Lord. Dear family, even though this parable is so clear in its message, it's very difficult for us because it's extremely challenging, and we are only going to heed the Lord's teaching if we truly trust Him and believe. You see, we have things, and we have control of our time, and we have also things inside our heart. And the Lord is saying, when you find me, you will gladly give everything up, all of that up, and just trust me, and then I will become your treasure. Now, God doesn't leave us empty. He simply realigns everything in our lives, redirects our life completely in His direction. Now, if you have money, if you have a house, you have a car, and you find a field, and you are positively sure that field contains oil, and you know if you have that field, you're going to be a millionaire many times over. Suddenly, you're very happy to sell everything you have because you are already looking forward to what is coming, and it's well worth it. All the things that you treasured before now become nothing compared to what you are expecting. But you are only going to do that transaction if you are positively sure that that field contains that oil. Are we positively sure about Jesus? If we were, we would allow the Holy Spirit to totally direct our lives. We will not ever be afraid of the will of God. We will be happy to suffer whatever in order to have the greatest good. Now, to pass this from the theoretical to the practical, we have to examine our lives. What are we attached to? Are we really willing to be corrected, to listen to the Lord, to see the truth? I tell myself and I tell you right now, this is extremely rare. A person who does this definitely is a saint, and God wants all of us to be saints. So to illustrate this, let us go to the first reading from Jeremiah chapter 15. He laments, "Woe to me, mother, that you gave me birth." Think about the sorrow in this man's heart. He sees himself as a man of strife and contention to all the land. He has become hated, rejected. He says, "I neither borrow nor lend, yet all curse me." Nobody wants to be in that position, so we try to avoid conflict. And what is the price? That we love ourselves so much that we're not willing to allow the Lord to do what He wants. We're afraid of the consequences. But not Jeremiah. He says, "When I found your words, I devour them. They became my joy and the happiness of my heart." You see, you can't add the word as an additive to your life. It needs to become everything in your life, first and center. And everything else is going to be changed, transformed, put to death, whatever God wants. Now, Jeremiah says, I did not sit celebrating in the circle of merrymakers. There's nothing wrong with having a joyful party, but you know what he means, the merrymaking of the world that is based on indulging in sin. And Jeremiah was so transformed by the word, he couldn't do that. In fact, he was filled with indignation. Jesus also is filled with indignation. In his mercy for us, he cannot stand all the evil, all the abuse, all the injustice. It's an affront against his own Father, against himself as well. And that's why when evil mounts and mounts, there will come then a moment of the justice of God for our own good. And he says, my pain is continuous, my wound incurable. Why? If you and I become victim souls, we will know, because we suffer with Christ. His pain, his sorrows become ours. The sorrows to see the state of humanity becomes our sorrow. And it's a continuous pain. And then the Lord answered Jeremiah, if you repent so that I restore you, in my presence you shall stand. Even Jeremiah needs first to look at himself and seek his own repentance before he can try to help others. And this is also our case. Our first job is to seek the Lord and seek our own repentance. And then he says, and I will make you towards this people a solid wall of brass. Other translations say a bronze wall. This Jeremiah also speaks about in the first chapter. He sees himself as a bronze wall. And in our community, the Lord has told us several times, especially to the men, you are my bronze wall, protecting the city, protecting the people. It is the mission of men to stand strong as a bronze wall and take it. Take the suffering, take the pain, take the challenges. Be courageous. A bronze wall is a very strong wall that just doesn't come apart. And in order to do that, we have to be linked with one another, support one another. And then the Lord tells him, they shall not prevail, for I am with you. That's a reason why they will not prevail. If we see the terrorism going on today, are we trusting in the Lord or in ourselves? And finally, Jeremiah says, I will free you from the hand of the wicked and rescue you from the grasp of the violent. Well, yesterday we had a priest martyred. And don't say that it was a senseless crime. A senseless crime is one that happened by a crazy man who just killed anybody arbitrarily. This is not the case. This was premeditated. He was targeted. They did it because he was a priest, a hate against the faith, the Catholic faith. And so he was a martyr. And this is what we're up against. Now, Jesus allowed this. And I believe that is a blessedness for Father Jack, who was martyred. So it doesn't mean that the Lord is going to protect us from all of injury or violence against us. What he does promise is that he will be with us. If we're martyred, we're martyred with him, and he will raise us up, and we will shine in glory. So how wonderful is that? And particularly thinking about Father Jack, who was martyred, it happened just at the beginning of the World Youth Day in Poland. And I think it's very significant because you know what's going to happen? Those 3 million young people are going to hear this news and meditate this news, and I believe the Holy Spirit will touch their hearts. And I believe this is going to raise up vocations. Because young people want to give their lives for something profound, something great. It's a tragedy for the young people in the West that they don't find any purpose or meaning because nobody's giving it to them. And so this death of Father Jack, I think, is going to impact on those young people. And we pray that out of this great suffering, many will be convicted in their faith to be the bronze wall. May the Lord bless you, bless us all, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.